The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, a United Way partner agency, serving the Siouxland community since 1894. Let me introduce my co-host, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, Brenda Geisinger.
Good morning.
Brenda, how are you? How are you?
I am great. How about you, Art?
I think I'm A-okay so far today.
That's right. That fall is in the air. The weather is a-changing.
You know, it's football playoff season for the high school kids, and, you know, Halloween's coming up, and here we go again. And you know what's after that? Get done with Halloween. How fast the holiday season is upon
us.
Yes. So, the year's moving right along, and we're moving along with it. And we got a great show today. So would you introduce our guest and topic, please?
So today we have with us Christine Craig Byrink, and she is from 4-H, the Woodbury County Extension Office. And we're really here to talk about 4-H and all the wonderful programs that it offers. I think we have a lot of misperceptions sometimes about what 4-H can or does do, and it is so much more. It is a fabulous program, and we're here to talk about that. So welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
So why don't we start off with, give us a little background, how you got involved with 4-H.
I'd gotten a call from a friend of mine that offered me a position serving as an AmeriCorps Youth Outreach member with the Woodbury County Extension's office. In October of 2016, fell in love with it. So when they offered me the Woodbury County Youth Outreach position in March of 2018, that allowed me to stay with the company because the AmeriCorps positions, they are like a max of 4 years. So I've been with them since 2016.
What is that word? Cha-ching, we won. We won,
yeah, absolutely. Cha-ching, I love it. Well, Christine, I'm from the East Coast, but I've been here since 1986. When I thought of 4-H, I thought of like animals, and to me, a wild animal is like a pigeon. So it didn't have this wildlife out there. So I mean, tell us about 4-H. What is 4-H?
So yes, 4-H is livestock and fair, but 4-H is also your urban programming, and that's slightly different. It's partnering with your after school clubs and or after school Beyond the Bell programs to start 4-H clubs at the after schools. And so I have 4 Sioux City schools that have clubs in them, and then I also run a Sunday fun day. But those clubs let us do different types of 4-H, like healthy living, robotics, STEM, art and communications. And truly it's based on what the youth want, because it's always we want them to have a voice and choose what would they like to see happen in their actual clubs.
That is great, because when the youth choose what they want to do, that's the buy-in. You know, right there is a buy-in. Okay, now how well can you do this? And it gives them a chance to have their needs expressed. And you get, it's like getting right to the user. You know, you get to the kid, you're talking right with the user, and you're listening to them. And I know you have a variety of activities, but let's first start with who can join. What are the age groups for 4-H?
Anyone can join 4-H. So kids in grades kindergarten through third grade are considered clovers, and those are different activities that are designed at their age levels, and it's a lot of hands-on fun activities. And then youth grades 4th through 12th grade can join. That's $30 for those youth, and we always have scholarships available if a youth can't afford that $30, and it's $30 for the year as long as they join by, I believe it's December 1. And then it goes up a little bit. But like I said, there's always the Iowa 4-H Foundation that helps out with scholarships.
So cash won't be, access to the program won't be because of you don't have cash or whatever.
No.
You'll get the kids in to participate.
No. No.
Wonderful. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm Art Silver along with Brenda Geiser and Christine Craig Byrink from Iowa State Extension. And you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let's continue our discussion on 4-H. Christine, let me ask you, what are some of the programs we have in our area? You touched on some of them already, but can you go in a little more detail on, let's break down the kids. Let's do the Clover Kids. Let's talk about some of their programs.
Some of the Clover Kid programs that we can do, they may do robotics, and theirs are maybe a BeBot or a Cubeletto, versus the older youth can have a Vex or an EV3 robot.
That's like a foreign language to me.
That I have available.
Maybe I should join 4-H.
Yeah, really. That's the deluxe model, right? Okay. Yeah.
You know, and like you can do art and communications with them, but you're going to do it at like different levels because not all youth actually know how to work a pair of scissors or do different things, or they're not old enough and they're just starting out there. And so you base all of your clubs and activities on their ages. And even like cooking skills, like we teach when I do healthy living and I do cooking classes with them, I always make sure we start with knife safety and cutting boards.
I like to take some of these classes.
I remember
the old home ec class in high school. And I would love it when they were cooking in there because maybe you might get a little sample of something. But you know, very very basic skills in how do you be self sufficient and take care of yourself. And you mentioned like something simple, safely using scissors. You know, and these are younger kids, so well, you're getting right to them, a hands-on approach to this, right?
Well, and I think the other beautiful thing is really the level of communication and working as a group and being around your peers
and teaching them to be proud together, and yeah,
that self-esteem and just flourishing.
That's our goal is we want them to build their confidence and develop leadership qualities and life skills.
Well, this is a lot better than sitting on your cell phone and playing games or texting and stuff. You kind of get them away from that and fill their time with an activity that produces a result that can go on. So what a great alternative.
Yeah. So like one of the programs like we will be offering even like this summer, it's called On Your Own and Okay. That's like grades 3 through 6. And that's teaching them to be home alone for a few hours and what to do in those what if situations or basic first aid. The older youth, we go with a babysitting certification class that's 16 grueling hours, I say, of really hands-on experience for kids to, you know, I want to teach them to that they're providing care for somebody else's youth and keeping them safe. But at the same time, I want them to understand that they have to keep themselves safe.
That is really great. I'm learning so much here today on services that you provide that are so necessary. And, you know, you don't think of these things. Certified babysitter. Now, you know what? Get in the program and you provide this certificate to the person you're working for, and you should get more money.
You should.
Yes.
Homogenized, pasteurized, whatever. But you are a certified babysitter, and take that out and feel proud of your accomplishment. 16 grueling hours?
That's what I call it. I always know when they come back for the second day that they really want this because we work really hard. We cover a lot. I have somebody come in from poison control. I have a nurse come in and do the basic first aid. So there's a lot.
And this is something that they can take on with them and share with other people later on. So it just continually goes on. That's great. Well, let me ask you about fairs. 4-H and fairs go hand in hand. So what do you think about the fairs?
For me, 4-H and fairs is not about the livestock and all of those components of fair. For it's me, it's static judging, and they're taking their projects out, having them judged. I take kids on tours out for Kids Day to spend the day and do all the fun activities that they have available there. I also do the pie workshop, and then I take them back for making and judging and auctioning their pies. The auction helps, you know, that's how we build our money with 4-H and a fundraiser there. And I also am part of the clothing event at the fair.
So you're doing a lot of the other activities. The livestock might bring them in, and but you have a whole other area that 4-H works on. And I want to come back after our break and talk about this pie contest. You're looking for judges. Brenda and I will put our hand up. Brenda makes a pretty good pie, you know. That's Brenda.
So I've been told.
Oh, no, it's a good pie. But we can get one of those. You're lucky. So we'll be back here. We're coming up on our break, so we want you to continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and Christine Craig Byrink, and we'll continue our discussion on 4-H. When we last left you, we were talking about a pie-eating contest, and now we just want to come back to that. Brenda and I volunteered to be pie tasters if you need any help, but this is a fundraiser, and these pies go pretty well, I guess. And
they do go very well. So they get judged. We have a judge, and then from judging the kids, they get their ribbons and certificates that go with the judging, and they critique their pies as to maybe their shell was, you know, too dark or not done correctly. And from there, they go down to the show ring with those pies, and they're auctioned off. And that money supports all of our 4-H programming with our supplies and keeps our costs low.
That is absolutely wonderful. So, you know, we've had an experience, interaction with you in Boys and Girls Home on another area. So, Bren, did you want to go over that, what Christine did with our kids?
So, Christine comes to the agency 2 times a month and works with our kiddos, and they do various activities. I know just this other weekend we learned about the solar eclipse, and they spent some great time learning about that, what that meant. I know we also had some youth actually participate in the fair this year. And I know we had a young man who won a blue ribbon.
You had, of all 8 of them, every one of them took home a blue ribbon.
Yeah. I mean, they were just over the top.
Those
experiences, just they will carry with them. And I think quite often we think, you know, this is the family, right? But you add another component to our family, and it's been so enriching for our kids to have you there.
Thank you.
It's really been a blessing. And like I said, you come twice a month and you hang out with us and the kids and teach them some valuable skills.
So
Christine,
once
we shared that with our board, I want to tell you
thank you.
Success our kids going out, it's a tough deal. We have to be with them, but they succeeded. They won. They came back, and the self-esteem went up, and they were so proud, and they wanted to continue. So, you know, thank you very much. We shared this success with our board. It does so much for our milieu, picks up the spirit, encourages the kids. They want to participate, brings in teamwork. I can go on and on, but it was so important that we shared it with our board. So thank you.
Yeah, so taking them to fair, they have to write a goal sheet of what they learned. They've got to include the elements of design. And then they have to actually go in front of a judge that day too and present their project and be able to talk, just them and the judges. And so I know that was a huge accomplishment for
absolutely
many of them.
Yeah,
that, like, and then to be awarded that blue ribbon on top of it, they were, you know, just so elated.
Well, you know, a lot of the things, the activities that you do help in the mental health arena, because it's very positive action. There's a lot of things going on. But do you address anything that deals with mental health in particular? Any programs that you want to discuss with us?
So actually, I do. I serve on a SIFAR grant program, And the program that I serve on is called Interact, and it is for families with youth grades 2 through 6. And it's just teaching them how to deal with things, to accept, to choose, take action. It's a free program. It's anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks, depending on availability. And families come to us at our location, and we actually will provide, you know, parents and youth the meal. And at the end of the program, they will receive an incentive gift. This last time, they got an iPad for each family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really big, but it's to help families gain support for difficulties that they're facing and practical life skills to live a life that has, you know, really good values to them.
That is so important. And excuse me, and this ties in with what we're doing this year. We're dedicating this year to families. Families have gone through a tremendous amount of stress. We see it with the children. Not that the adults don't have it, but it slides downhill, and the kids are affected by it. They may not say anything, but they are definitely affected by it. So programs like Interact will help them communicate, bring these things together, and focus on what they need to be and what they need to be successful.
Correct, correct. And so I always tell people to check your county extension's office and see, because there's so many different programs. Like my SciFAR grant, I know there's crucial conversations and human science programs where they go and they like teach some life skills, even like with your older groups of people. There's Pick a Better Snacks in grades K through two that they're teaching them how to eat and choose healthier snacks.
Well, we went through that with our family. We had it was government driven, and what's food? And you know, they find ketchup is not a vegetable. And you know, so anyhow, what we did it with our kids. We took an aggressive approach with our food supervisor, and she educated them why we are doing this, and didn't just throw it at them and say, "Eat it." Here's why. And you know what? We found out from our kids that they needed a snack. What they really wanted was a snack midday before they got to dinner. Now, let's talk about a healthy snack. And so they came up with ants on a log, celery, peanut butter, and some raisins. And the kids loved it. I got to tell you, it's not just throwing my bag of chips. They loved it. So, and they'll tell you this, but you got to introduce them to new things. You got to educate them. And you'll be surprised what they tell you.
And if it looks fun, and they're really willing to try it.
Yeah. The children are absolutely wonderful. We can't do enough for our kids to block for them so that they can go out into the world and thrive. Not everybody comes in equally prepared. So as we get them up to speed, man, what a team we're building here in this community to go forward. And it all comes together in different ways. So what you're doing is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Christine, we definitely want you to come back with us again and share some of your stories. I know you took the kids on an adventure this summer.
I did.
Tell us about that.
So we went out to Hillview Park in Hinton, and they had an outdoor adventure. So they had a nature hike, that they had a scavenger hunt that they had to find all the different things. But then to take that a step further, by including some art and communication, I had made up salt dough. And so they took the things that they found and they made it into like a salt dough ornament that dried, that they could put out in a garden or have on a shelf. And many of them youth that were in the 4-H clubs then took that salt dough ornament to fair for judging. We had volunteers that helped them with fishing. So they got to go fishing and they prepared their own lunch and their snacks. So it was really a great day. It was hot, but it was a great day. It was a great day.
Well, we've always said it, the saying is it takes a village, and you certainly are part of that village, and we're glad to have you, and we look forward to hearing more about what's going on in 4-H in the future. We're coming up towards the end of our show, and every week we try to end our show with a joke. Humor is medicine for the soul. So keeping with the 4-H theme, how does a farmer count his cows? With a calculator.
That's good.
Thanks, Brenda and Christine, and thanks to our listening audience. A shout out to all United Way volunteers conducting rallies in Siouxland. This is important work, raising funds to help address identified community needs. Thank you so much for all you're doing. Don't forget to visit the Stuffed Boutique, located at the former Indian Hill Shopping Plaza in the new home of the Jenny Peterson Behavior Health Campus. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services is hiring teachers and therapists. Call our HR manager at 293-4700. When things aren't going well, we'll return next Saturday morning right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework? Go out and have a good laugh. Be kind to your mind.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.